Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, I think it's only right that I start off by saying happy Springboks Day to all fellow South Africans that listen to this podcast and everyone who's a friend of South Africa. We are all very proud, but don't worry, I won't comment on rugby developments. I will stick on my lane and talk about the agricultural issues, which on themselves, they paint a positive picture. So it's been a week of reasonably some positive developments in South Africa. And what I want to talk about today is the planting intentions for the 2023-24 seasons for summer crops. We have all been worried, of course, that El Nino is on our doorstep. And then the question that was on people's mind is, how are farmers taking these news? Are they reducing the area plantings? Are they putting certain measures to plan for the upcoming season? And the other positive news that have come out, of course, was from the South African Weather Service, which said, look, yes, there is an El Nino on the horizon. It will start perhaps to intensify from January 2024. But for the duration of this year, we may receive some good rainfall. And as I record this podcast, it's raining outside. I'm in Pretoria, and I've talked to a couple of people across the country. They're also receiving some good rainfall. And the weather forecast for the week, it also paints a positive picture of saying, look, it may rain in a number of regions across South Africa. But I think the more important news is that the South African Weather Service sees prospects of continuous rainfall throughout this year, with the El Nino starting to intensify from January, which means that is a period of below normal rainfall. Now, this is important because the plantings typically in South Africa, as I've said repeatedly in this podcast, usually start around about mid-October in the eastern regions of South Africa. But this year, we saw farmers planting earlier than that to take advantage of the soil moisture that is there. And of course, so that the crops have a much more better leeway for growth before the El Nino intensifies in the start of next year. Even the El Nino, I'm using the word intensify to say that's where we will be entering the El Nino cycle, but not to mean that it will be more severe than what we saw in the previous years. In fact, we think this will be a mild El Nino like what we saw in 2018. But the other important thing is that we have good soil moisture across South Africa following four consecutive rainy seasons, and this is also assisting in the planting season. I'm explaining all of these things to say then the intentions to plant data are on the backdrop of this favorable environment. Now, what are these intentions to plant looking like? This is a data that is released by the National Crop Estimate Committee. They survey a range of farmers in South Africa to get a sense about what they intend to plant for the upcoming season. And they also look at what has already been planted. What they told us last week is that South African farmers plan to plant about 4.5 million hectares of summer grain and oil seeds for the 2023-24 season. This is up 2% from the previous season. Now, in this environment of talks of El Nino, you would have expected to see the farmers saying we're planting less, but no, they say given these rainfall that I expected for the year, good soil moisture, they will increase the area planting. Now, if you do a deep dive and say, what is it that we are planting? By summer crops, we're referring to all of the summer grains and oil seeds, which is your maize, yellow and white, is your sunflower, soybeans, sorghum, dry beans. So those are the type of crops that we are referring to here. When you do a deep dive on that 4.5 million hectares, you see that maize plantings for the 2023-24 seasons could be at 2.63 million hectares, so 2.6 million hectares, up 2% from the previous season and well above the 10-year average of a 2.5 million hectares. When you dissect this and say how much of yellow maize, how much of white maize, about 1.6 million hectares of this is white maize, up 4%, And then you have the rest, another 1 million hectares being yellow maize, which is down by 1% year on year. But in total, this gives you the 2.6 million hectares that I was talking about. Point being, there is optimism about maize plantings. It looks like we will be in good shape. Another crop that is also having good intentions is soy, sunflower seeds. The plantings are expected to be up 15% year on year to about 640,000 hectares that may be planted. It's also above the 10-year average. If you think about sorghum is one of those crops that really needs to be developed, and there's a lot of work that is happening at the Sorghum Forum to think about sorghum uses, how to promote various products to showcase its nutrition and everything else. So we've all been worried about the decline in plantings in sorghum over time, but I'm very excited to see that for the upcoming season, 2023-24, farmers plan to increase the area planting by 12% year on year to 38,000 hectares that may be planted. On groundnuts, the farmers plan to increase the area planted significantly by 36% to about 42,500 hectares that may actually be planted. So these are slightly, both for sorghum and groundnuts, below the 10-year average, but it's a solid improvement from what was planted last year. The dry beans plantings could also increase by 15% year on year, estimated at 42,300 hectares that may be planted. The surprising decline was on soybeans for me, which is set to fall by 7% year on year to just around 1 million hectares, but that is still decent when you're looking at a long-term average. And we know that soybean is one of those crops that has done significantly well in South Africa, and now we are in the net exporting side of soybeans. So looking at these numbers and considering the weather conditions, if the farmers indeed plant on time, as we are already seeing them do that in the eastern and central regions of South Africa, then we have all of the reasons to be optimistic that we may actually have a decent harvest on summer grains and oilseeds. But I must also stress that these are intentions to plant, not the area that is actually planted. This is what farmers say they plan to plant. What will determine if they do reach this area is weather conditions, if there aren't any disruption during the planting season. And so far, I don't think that there will be any. There's no major reasons on the horizons that I'm seeing. We will get to have an actual view of how much they manage to plant at the end of January 2024. And that is a time where the Crop Estimate Committee will come out and release their preliminary area plantings for summer crops for the 2023-24 season at the end of January. And that's where then we would have considered to would have been able to have a full view of what's happening. Between now and then, I think what is important to do is to monitor the planting progress amongst various areas. Grain SA usually releases data about how much has been planted. We will try at AgBiz also to gather some information and release the data about how much we are seeing being planted. The other thing that is worth monitoring are the climatic conditions, rainfall, temperatures, because we also worried about the higher temperatures. Was we saw also in Northern Hemisphere that there were periods where it was very hot and that disrupted the planting activity in parts of the US and parts of Europe. So those are all things that we are worried we'll be monitoring in South Africa. If nothing of that sort actually disrupts the activity, we think then farmers will be able to meet these intentions that they have put up on their side. And the other area that I want to stress is to say in the far western side of South Africa, there is anecdotal evidence where farmers say, look, some regions may not have as good of a soil moisture as the positive picture that we are painting. Yes, good soil moisture in the east, in central South Africa, but in the far west, we have to be cautious when we talk about that area. And the South African Weather Service also, in its view, what they were talking about the rainfall prospects, they were a bit uncertain about the rainfall conditions in the far western regions of South Africa. These are also regions that plant white maize and sunflower. So we have to look and say in the northwest, in the western regions of the northwest, what are the weather conditions looking like? What's the soil moisture? What's the planting progress? So that's something we have to be consistently watching given all of these dynamics. I must also say that this year, The South African farmers are starting to plant in a much better environment compared to last year from a cost perspective. Yes, the fertilizer, agrochemicals, herbicides prices are not back to pre-COVID-19 levels. But if you compare where prices are today compared to last season, roughly fertilizer is down by 50% on a year-on-year basis, so which means there's a huge savings on that. The agrochemicals, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, they are all down also by on average roughly 20% from a year ago. So it means that then we are planting with a better cost environment. Yes, the commodity prices have also declined over this period, but I do think that it's important to highlight that the cost side is not as aggressive as what we saw last year. So overall, folks, I know that in the previous segment I did signal that I may talk about stuff that is happening in the African continent on food security issues, genetically modified crops, what Africa should be doing. But when I saw this positive news of the Crop Estimates Committee, I thought, no, it's better to add another optimism in all of these good news that we are already seeing from sports in South Africa. So the agriculture can also add its view to say, look, even on planting, we are also having a bit of glimpses of hope in here. Things are not all on the downsides on this. So the other aspects that I was going to talk about, I may come back to those next week. It will depend on what the news developments are in the week and how important they are, and as well as whether they need to be explained or reflected on in this podcast. So that's something that we'll see as the week continues. But I think the gist or the overall message that I want to put forward on this podcast is to say the planting intentions paint prospects of a decent grain and oil seeds harvest in South Africa in the 2023-24 season, although there are all of these fears of El Nino. With that, folks, let me stop there. You can read some of the things that I write in my blog. The link for it is in the description of this podcast, as well as the organization that I work for, which is the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I am an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. Thanks for listening.